USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumers aren't feeling confident about the housing market as inflation and high mortgage rates are pricing many home buyers out of the market. Fannie Mae revealed just 17% of folks surveyed last month said it's the right time to purchase a home. It hasn't been that low since 2011. The survey also finding out just 67% say it's a good time to put their home on the market. Two key inflation reports highlight the week ahead on Wall Street. The Consumer Price Index for July will be released on Wednesday after it jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that end in June. Meantime, the Producer Price Index report comes out on Thursday. Ahmed Arbery's killer, Travis McMichael, is getting life in prison for his hate crime. McMichael fatally shot Arbery back in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Mediated by Egyptian officials, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants went into effect late Sunday night. While traveling in South Africa, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken talks about the ongoing tension.
So many countries in the region normalized their relationships. That's good for peace. That's good for security. It's good for the well-being of people. But it's also not a substitute for resolving the differences between Israel and the Palestinians.
Headaches are happening for many travelers across the country, even into August. Major airlines like American and Southwest are blaming the summertime thunderstorms and weather-related challenges for making the impact. Nasty storms have been sweeping the Midwest for the last few weeks. The summer hasn't been good for flight travelers since the beginning, as folks have been dealing with crew and pilot shortages, reduced flight schedules, and a record surge in travelers. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is set to sign a bill that has Republicans scratching their heads. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
California's SB 57 will allow taxpayer money to be used for safe drug injection sites once signed by Governor Newsom. Representative Daryl Issa, the Republican from California, weighs in on Newsmax.
The fact is that this is a drug dealer's dream. Because anytime somebody can't afford a fix, send them over to the free site. The rest of the time, sell them the drugs. On top of that, people are going to get further addicted. This is bizarre. It makes about as much sense as having a monkeypox party or a COVID party, and then saying, well, it's safe because we've got doctors there.
At least 54 people are injured and 7 have died due to violence in Chicago over the weekend. The first fatal shooting was reported Saturday after a 29-year-old was shot multiple times on a Chicago Transit Authority train. Police Superintendent David Brown announced additional security patrols following the bloodshed, calling it unacceptable. Indiana's governor signed an abortion bill Friday evening that bans abortions but makes exceptions for cases of rape or incest in cases in which a pregnancy threatens the life or compromises the health of the mother. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.